cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
6:58 on 960 The Quake. Our news team special on the upcoming June primary election. Just a couple of minutes. And then from 7 to 10, we get to enjoy Keeping It Real with Will Durst, Willie Brown, and Paul Wells. As well, good morning, gentlemen, and happy weekend.
Yes, good morning, John. Good to be here. It's sunny. It's beautiful. What could be wrong in life when there's a three-day weekend coming up? Although there will be a best of Will and Willie on Monday.
John, how are you? Willie Brown here.
Let's get Willie's microphone on. Will's microphone. Let's get up. Oh, hold on a minute, Mr. Mayor. You're not plugged in like I wasn't yesterday at this time.
Oh, that's all right. We still got a couple of minutes to get the show together. It doesn't start till 7, so that's all right.
Hey, John, I bring greetings from Southern California to Willie Brown from Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Wearing a pale blue tie yesterday.
Did you tell him that it was my concern?
I got to him briefly, yes. Yes.
And he said what?
He said, "Who are you?"
You know, he met yesterday, and he hosted the governor of the president of Mexico.
Yeah, he had to leave our little event early.
Yes, and the president of Mexico needed an interpreter. Of Arnold.
So do we.
His English is okay, but his Austrian not so good.
We've got a really, really big show today, John.
Noam Chomsky going to be on the show today?
Mm-hmm. Mike Isikoff is going to be here. We're going to have a lot of the people that make up our weekend programming. Sam Ruiz from Carnival San Francisco happens this weekend.
And Michelle from Bridgehampton. All right here.
All right, guys. Looking forward to it. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. We hope you have a great weekend, and thank you for listening. More news and downloadable audio available all the time, including real-time traffic information at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
Full disclosure, that's what San Francisco supervisors want in placing Proposition B on the ballot. The ordinance would change city law to require landlords selling buildings of two or more units to fess up if evicted tenants were elderly or disabled. Law already requires the landlord disclose a reason for Ellis acting a tenant, but Proposition B would compel the landlord to state in writing whether the tenants affected are elderly or disabled. Also on the San Francisco ballot, how the city represents its interest in the building of a new public transit center on the site of the current Transbay Terminal. Right now, the mayor, supervisors, and the MTA board each appoints one person. Prop C would designate the mayor and two board of supervisors with interest in the MTA and the district of the terminal to represent the city.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:03 on 960 The Quake. This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. It's been a real tough ride on 880 in Fremont this morning. There was a SIG alert earlier. A crash at Automall Parkway. That's been cleared to the shoulder, but now we have a new three-car crash. That's in the backup from that Automall crash, and that happened right near Thornton Ave. So it'll be really slow through that part of the world. No delay, no metering lights at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. There's a high wind advisory, especially on the Richmond Bridge, but for all the bridges. So be careful, start running on time. Someday you'd like to make some home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today. From Wells Fargo, the next stage. We'll check local headlines at the bottom of the hour now. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning, 7:04. We're live from the Hotel Vitale on the San Francisco waterfront. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells, here with the Honorable Willie Brown and the always funny Will Durst. Good morning, gentlemen.
I thought we could have to do dishonorable.
Good morning, Paul. We're glad to have Will back.
Yes,
and he goes on to Southern California, and you never know whether or not he's going to return.
It was a great gig. It was the California Business Roundtable. That was the 30th anniversary, and Pete Wilson was supposed to show up, but he didn't.
Where was it held?
The Four Seasons.
Oh.
So they put me up on Wednesday night. Very nice.
Right on the edge of Beverly Hills. That's a great joint.
On Doheny.
Yeah. You know why it's on the edge of Beverly Hills?
Why?
Beverly Hills would not allow a new hotel to be built.
Oh, really?
So they built it right on the border, and they advertise it as if it's Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it's like two blocks away.
Right, and Beverly Hills loses the benefit of the revenue.
And it's the Four Seasons. You want the Four Seasons.
And you think it's Beverly Hills.
It's not a Ramada Inn.
They wait, and then they realize.
Oh, man, the pillows at a Four Seasons. Yeah. I don't get to stay at them very often, but, man, I really appreciate them when I do.
You know where they're from?
The pillows?
Sleep Train.
Well, I think we just ran off that
free
account for a
with
couple
the purchase.
Of weeks.
Yeah, they're free with the purchase.
That's right, of a mattress.
That's right.
I wonder what the pillows will be like where Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling are going.
It's really funny, too, because at the event that I was at yesterday, there were protesters outside because there was one of the guys there was not a regent of UC, but a trustee of the CSU system. And there's some sort of... So when Arnold was on stage, Arnold came in and spoke to everybody for about 15 minutes. He was really good. You know, he's not much bigger than me.
No. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
Well, then height.
Not a little guy, but he is...
I mean, his shoulders are like this triangle. And his suits are gorgeous. How do you get... I mean, he must have everything custom made.
He has to. The nature of his body.
He's got a 20-inch drop.
That's
right. He's got a 54-inch chest and a 34-inch waist.
Yep.
Which is, in most suits that are made, at least off the rack, are an 8-inch drop. So they figure 44, 36.
I'm really impressed with how you know so much about clothing.
Oh. If I could afford good clothes, I just can't afford them.
You do. I'm telling you. That light colored suit you had on the other day, you claim was polished cotton.
Yeah, that was nice.
I think it was a Zania, one of their special cuts. It was fabulous. I'm looking for that suit.
Oh, it's a gorgeous suit.
I've been to two stores looking for that suit.
Have you been to Saks?
Yeah, I went to Saks. Price was a little high for me.
Though. Oh, stop it.
It was. I'm telling you
this. What are you getting at Wilkes, man?
No, I went back to the barbershop and told the guys what I wore. So I may have one.
But Governor Arnold had a whip off because he was meeting Vicente. And
who is your daddy and what does he do?
And that's what he had to say to him. Quake listeners know that. They heard that, yes. On 960, The Quake, it's the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now Paul is trying to steer me to the Skilling Lay conviction.
Well, they're going to appeal their sentence, aren't they?
And here is the scary part. It's the very last paragraph in the story about the conviction. And the very last paragraph says that this judge, Simeon Lake, is kind of known as a tough judge. The very last paragraph in this story, it's on page 812 of the Quran, says he's not known for his leniency. 2 years ago, he sentenced Jamie Olis, former mid-level executive at Dynegy, an Enron competitor, 24 years for his role in a scheme to disguise the company's finances, similar to the charges here. An appeals court last year ordered the judge to revise the sentence. A hearing is set for June 9th. So I'm wondering if this judge is subject to a lot of reversals on appeal.
I would assume that Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skillens will appeal their measure. It's hard to conceive of a jury that would find these people guilty on all of the counts. Ordinarily, there is, you know, some, unless you're really into just being willing to punish people without question, period.
Well, this jury found them not guilty on eight counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was 8 counts of insider trading.
Yes, exactly.
And, yeah, on insider trading, which they probably never should have been charged with, because no evidence was really offered by the government about insider trading.
So that's 8 counts out of 51.
Yes.
They were found guilty on 43.
Yeah, and you would think that there would have been some, somebody in that operation would not have believed all of the bad things. Of course, Bill Lockyer says
yes,
it should have been found on all 51 counts.
Bill Lockyer was David Lazarus is a great reporter. I mean, the Quran is very lucky to have him, and he talks about business in Wall Street. He's usually on the business page. He had a little thing today. He said, Lockyer put it memorably back in 2001. He commented at the time that he would love to personally escort Lay to an 8x10 cell that he could share with a tattooed dude who says, hi, my name is Spike, honey. And then Lazarus ends his article, somebody let Spike know his cellmate's on the way.
Well, it's a and I assume that in the appellate process, it'll be years before these guys, frankly,
these guys are going to be out for years.
Oh, anyway,
right?
Of course, they're on bail.
Yeah, right.
And they will be out in perpetuity, frankly, because there are some questions, by the way, about how the judge instructed the jury, and they're legitimate questions. The lawyers had, scholarly lawyers had said something about that long before there was any verdict rendered. Period. They had said that there's some question about the admissibility of evidence. However, it's amazing how you cannot assert, if you are as head of a company like that, I didn't know. That would be like Bush saying, I didn't know.
Yeah, but people would believe that.
Nobody would ever believe that.
Oh, come on. You couldn't find a jury in America that would agree that Bush knew it was in the loop. Everybody knows that Cheney and his dad are running stuff.
I don't think his
dad.
The way Bush defended Tony Blair yesterday.
Oh yeah,
I thought it was amusing. He's defended Tony Blair. In the past, it's been Tony Blair
defending him, yeah.
George Bush, and then Bush proceeds to say, "Well, you know, all that tough talk that I said. I'm sorry, I made all those statements, like wanted dead or alive.
We got a couple of those.
Bring it on."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually have Bush.
Yeah, well, he would like to have
things.
Those back.
He'd like to have them back. Well, you know, I actually agreed with the wanted dead or alive part. It just seemed that he now goes, no, I didn't mean it.
He didn't want him dead or alive?
Yeah, well, let's check out this first clip.
He didn't want him, period?
On the Quake, we have the voice of President Bush. The
decision to remove Saddam Hussein was right. But not everything since liberation has turned out as the way we had expected or hoped.
That was one thing that he had to say.
Well, but that's not tough talk.
He regretted saying bring it on.
No, this is his press conference last night.
Here's the other one.
Regretted.
Despite setbacks and missteps, I strongly believe we did and are doing the right thing.
Well, that wasn't the cut I thought it was.
No,
but there you go.
I don't know who pulled those cuts.
Well,
I don't know why anybody...
I'm being told one thing in my ear and hearing another thing from Bush.
That's got to be a Bush support person.
Who is editing?
We have on the cover of darkness in a station like ours, on a program like ours. I mean, you got to be able to find that, you know.
We have a mole on our staff.
Tough talk. Wanted, dead or alive. I love it. Bring him on. He didn't really mean any of that. That was simply a statement being dropped for whatever purpose. And then, of course, yesterday, the immigration bill passed.
Right.
And at some point during the course of the day.
In the Senate.
Yes, we ought to talk about that because they're now in the process of selecting the conferees before they go home. And then the conferees.
Who's going to represent the Senate in the conference?
They have not said. I assume, though, that Nancy would find a job. If William Jefferson will resign from Ways and Means, she'll put him on the conference committee involving immigration.
Really?
No. Oh. Joke.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Joke.
They don't want William Jefferson anywhere.
No.
If there's a large rock in Arkansas, they might hide him under that.
Yeah, they certainly don't want him back in Louisiana.
No. Just throw him up Highway 7 a little bit.
That's getting to be very amusing, though, because when you think in terms of 4 months ago, 3 months ago, 3 weeks ago, cultural corruption and the poster child for it was Jack Abramoff. No more.
So now
the poster child for it is William
Jefferson. William Jefferson is fighting it out with Bob May to find out who's going to be the poster child for it.
And the Justice Department is doing an interesting thing. They have openly released the tapes and the documents surrounding William Jefferson, unlike what they have not. They don't do that in most criminal cases. But on the William Jefferson, they've dropped it in the tank.
Jeez, politics couldn't be at the root of this.
And Bush has asked for a 45-day cooling-off period about the whole question of whether it was constitutional or not.
Well, what Bush did, really, Paul, is Bush said, listen, I think you should put under lock and key and seal all the documents taken out of the congressional office and have them in place for the next 45 days, and let's see if in that time period we can't resolve the dispute which raises constitutional questions. Even Bush doesn't want people coming in, because can you imagine you go in the White House and you search the White House and you take documents? Just think of how deadly that could ultimately be. In the process of taking documents, the FBI could have grabbed some classified materials if this particular member happens to be one of the members
of
some
committee.
That's right, of some committee that handles classified information. So there are some real issues here, and Mr. Bush is absolutely correct.
You don't think he's just trying to keep it, trying to extend the length that this is in the public forum?
Of course.
Yeah.
He wishes it to hang out there till Angelitas and Wesley finish killing each other.
And beyond that, here's an email from Linda Houston, who went to QuakeRadio.com and clicked email Will and Willie at the Contact Us button. Billions have disappeared in Iraq, but for the last few days, all I hear is about this $90,000 found in the freezer of Congressman William Jefferson.
Well, but the money that's been lost in Iraq, it's not, you know, she's right about the billions, but you're not going to silence dialogue about a guy whose FBI tape says thus and so, and who leaves with a brown bag containing $100,000 in $100 bills, stashes it in a freezer, and then have that freezer raided, and have 90,000 of that found. You're not going to silence that by suggesting that a crime has been committed some other place. There's no way you can silence that.
I think Bob Summerby put it best yesterday when we talked to him from D.C. on Thursday, as we normally do, here on 960 The Quake, KQKE, keeping it real with Willie. But he said that it was such a great visual image. It was something that any human could understand. That it wasn't this complicated idea. It was a paper bag full of cash in the freezer.
On ice. Yeah.
On ice.
Yeah. And he also
visual.
Said, yeah, he said it's a great visual, and it aligns itself very well for lampooning by editorial cartoonists or us. I mean, you talk to anybody who doesn't even care about politics. They can understand. $90,000 in cash in the freezer.
Well,
which that's is a very wrong. Interesting question.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, George.
Wanted dead or alive.
Oh, there you go.
That's what he originally said. Yeah.
Somebody's awake.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. I beg to differ.
I hope you're proud.
I am.
And then, you know, there's a big story about this William Jefferson matter. And they said Nancy Pelosi is getting an opportunity to demonstrate her leadership, because two things. It is a direct affront, as some are saying, to members of the Black Caucus, because he is such a prominent member of the Black Caucus, and that had been kind of the foundation of her success. Secondly, she says we will not, and we are removing from the table, impeachment of George Bush. That angered all of the people on the left. The left has been a solid foundation for her candidacy, for the job she has, plus her leadership role for the future. So suddenly, this incredible leader from San Francisco is being challenged like no Republican leader is being challenged, and she clearly is meeting that challenge, at least from the observation of people outside of the Beltway. People outside of the Beltway believes that this guy should have voluntarily split town.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, he should be down trying to find Jimmy Hoffa.
He should be fishing in Louisiana right now.
We got a great show here on Friday. We got Noam Chomsky is going to join us in the 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, his new book, Failed States.
Mike Isikoff is with us. Queer Channel's Michelle is going to be here. Mm-hmm. Warren Eckstein from
The Pet Show.
Excellent.
And our guest in the next segment, Sam Ruiz, is here from Carnival San Francisco.
Ah, yes. Because
it's a party down weekend in the San Francisco Bay Area, Memorial Day weekend, 719. And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960, The Quake.
That's what I want.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more if it's 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold Medal Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream,
Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Please. 722, keeping it real with 960, The Quake, Will Durst, and Willie Brown. I'm Paul Wells and Sam Ruiz. Carnival San Francisco. God, I love just taking my bike down to the Mission off of Potrero Hill when this happens, sir.
Well, you won't just enjoy the bike ride. You'll definitely enjoy our beautiful weather. You know, the Mission community has the greatest weather in San Francisco.
Yeah. We've heard this before.
Well, you will experience it this weekend. There's no doubt. We're going to have 81 contingents participating in Carnaval San Francisco, the 28th year that is being produced in San Francisco. And, of course, it has now become a tradition. Thanks a lot in part to support from the city and county. And, of course, when Honorable Mayor Brown was in office, he was definitely a Carnaval aficionado, no question about it. I think on a couple of occasions he participated in the live broadcast, if I recall correctly. Right, Mr. Brown?
That's right. I broadcast two or three times, and on other occasions I rode in the parade.
That exactly.
And had a ball.
You didn't dance.
It is the most colorful. No, but my wife did dance.
Oh,
my
yeah?
wife Blanche danced almost every carnival there's been. She and her dance troops, and they put on those incredible costumes. The costumes are unbelievable. And I've invested financially more in carnival than I think in anything else. But it is really a ball. Because it's so tightly knit, it's so dense. It's everything is so concentrated and it's so colorful. It's not like you got to go 18 miles. You, from start to finish, you don't want to move. You want to stay exactly where you are. And then for the remainder of the day, you want to visit all the food stands. You want to visit all the small businesses. It's really an incredible, unbelievable performance.
Now,
and it's highlighted by children. The
Thank
extensive
you.
Board and participation by children is unbelievable.
Now, I've never been to one. What would I expect? I'm going to be gone for the weekend. I'm not going to be able to make this. But let's say I started out at one end of the festivities, which I believe is from 24th and Bryant all the way up to Mission.
Correct. It travels up 24th Street from 24th and Bryant and then makes a right on Mission Street and 24th, and it heads all the way north to 17th Street.
Holy moly, that's huge.
It is definitely huge, but the level of artistic creativity that you will witness, definitely, you will not feel at all having spent 2 hours witnessing the most artistic, creative, multicultural event in California.
Are there different stages where things happen, where events happen? Is there a parade?
In addition to the parade, both on
Which
Saturday
starts?
And Sunday, we have a festival.
There's a parade on both Saturday and Sunday?
No, the parade is only on Sunday.
Oh,
the festival, however, takes place 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And the parade venue spans from 16th Street on Harrison Street all the way to 24th Street. So you have 8 blocks of absolute fun and joy, music, food, arts and crafts, you name it, it's there. And it's all in a healthy environment.
Healthy, safe environment.
Thank you for the clarification.
Healthy, it really is. It's unbelievable. The energy that flows and the participation by people both in the streets and on the sidewalks. There's just nothing like it in San Francisco for me. Of all the ethnic festivals and all of the cultural parades, etc., this one really takes the cake in terms of being a fun participatory. You not only can observe it, but you literally end up participating. And the drumming. I mean, the drumming you hear from top to bottom, and it's all day, 1 minute after another. It's just absolutely incredible.
Man, it sounds like fun. We're speaking with Sam Ruiz from Carnival San Francisco here on 960 The Quake. KQKE, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Now, it kicks off at noon?
No, the festival kicks off at 10 a.m., ends at 6 p.m., so you have...
On both days?
On both days.
Uh-huh.
The parade, however, starts Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m.
Love the parade.
And definitely. Last year, you know, we enjoyed participation on behalf of over 300,000 spectators. And so this year we hope to do a little bit better than that,
mm-hmm.
but definitely 300,000, and that's by SFPD estimates. So we're not doing that bad at all.
That's not Park Service estimates. That's SFPD.
San Francisco Police Department.
And of the 81 entries in the parade, I would guess that probably 20 to 25 come from places other than San Francisco.
It is.
Would that, is that a good estimate, Sam?
It's a perfect estimate. And the majority, in reality, Carnaval San Francisco is not just San Francisco, it's regional. And it is, we have, believe there's four contingents from Santa Cruz. There's five from Oakland. They're from all over the Bay Area. We also have three groups traveling, one from Los Angeles and two from San Diego, and they're Colombian contingents.
And I was about to say, and by the way, everyone thinks that this is just people who hail from Mexico. No,
no.
It's the entire South American complex.
And Central America.
Blanche and her troop used to mix it all in their potential participation in the float, and they really heavily did Brazil. They absolutely loved Brazil. And then right behind the Brazilians, you'll see the tango people right out of Argentina. And I mean dressed to kill. And the bodies are just absolutely spectacular. You think people have been rented from Centerfolds, Showgirls, Hustler, and the Mitchell Brothers. No. These are school teachers, nurses.
Local people, too. Once a year, they put on these costumes and dance down the street in Carnaval. It's just wonderful.
It sounds like fun. Is it always Memorial Day weekend?
It is always Memorial Day weekend. That's the trademark for Carnaval San Francisco. Again, we know that that's the best weather that we can claim in San Francisco.
It's going to be this weekend. And what are the times again? Give it to everybody.
Again, the festival starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, concludes at 6 in the evening, and the parade starts at 9:30 a.m. It usually lasts 2 hours. It will be live broadcast by CRON, and it will also be live broadcast by Telemundo, Channel 48.
And usually the people who do it is Isabella Duran.
On CRON?
Roberto Hernandez.
Yeah. Yeah, over there, and it really gets to be fun. And they invite, if you walked by, Will, and they recognized you, they'd invite you to come up and participate in the broadcast. It's almost like being right here in Hotel Vitale. You know how we let everybody who drops by for coffee and what have you? Well, the broadcast, same way. There's nothing in what you call formally organized about this. This is a happening, so to speak, a pure San Francisco happening.
I gotta go. And the food is probably wonderful, too.
The food is multicultural. You'll see food from El Salvador. It's unfortunately, I can't say that it has audience participation, but you will definitely see you will definitely see the cooks out there making their pupusas and serving their tamales and just, again, food from all over Latin America.
Oh, man, my mouth is watering. Thanks for joining us, Sam Ruiz.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. And
thank
don't
you.
Forget, the Dance Pavilion is on 18th and Harrison, and that's pretty much, I imagine, a magnet.
It's more than a magnet. We were fortunate to have Washington Mutual sponsor this Dance Pavilion. It was a hit last year, and we know this year it will succeed again.
And the parade starts where and what time on Sunday?
Parade starts Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on 24th and Bryant, and goes up 24th Street to Mission, makes a right all the way from Mission 24th to 17th.
All right.
And the amazing thing about this is no matter where you stand, you just stay still, you can see the entirety of the parade, and that all happens within about a 2.5 or 3 hour period.
You can also sit and watch the parade. For $25, you're allowed to come in and be part of the bleacher seating area, just relax
excellent.
And enjoy all the majestic artistic creativity that you can see.
I can't stand still when I watch the parade. It's just too much fun. It's one of the things I love about staying Memorial Day weekend in San Francisco. Thank you, Sam Ruiz.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mayor Brown.
San Francisco
Sam,
is happening.
It's good to see you again, too.
Will Durst, Willie Brown, I'm Paul Wells, and John Scott. Scott, the news, weather, and traffic as we're keeping it real on this Friday morning, 960 The Quake.
With pleasure, sir. Thank you. 731.
Check from the CRON 4 Traffic Center. CRON 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
This time we're brought to you by Wells Fargo. New crash in from CHP on the peninsula. This is 101 northbound around the 3rd Avenue off-ramp. San Mateo. Crash. Don't have lane information. Just came up, but that'd be pretty slow through there for a few minutes. There's wood in all the lanes of westbound 80 at Appian Way. CHP is going to have to bring everything to a stop to remove it, so it'll take a while to unbunch that jam up. It should happen in the next couple of minutes. Stall on the Guadalupe Parkway northbound at 280. Tow truck is hooking it up on the shoulder. Everyone's kind of brake lighting and going, what's going on over there? High wind advisory on the Richmond Bridge this morning. Bay Bridge fine up at the toll plaza. No metering lights. Minimal delay. BART on time. Someday, you'd like to make home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today, you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today at Wells Fargo. The next day. 7:32. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake. Big getaway weekend. Expect the bridges and tunnels to be jammed by 2 o'clock probably through the afternoon. Now, FYI, Highway 140 outside of Mariposa now open if you're going to Yosemite. All good on the Grapevine to through the Angeles National Forest if you're headed to Los Angeles. But we still have snow. Snowpack that's deeper than usual. Might find it tough to get a campsite this weekend in parts of the Sierra. Officials at the Stanislaus National Forest say 27 of their 53 developed campgrounds are closed because they're buried in snow. The Sonora Pass through 108 when you come out of the Gold Country open again after work crews finish clearing snow from that area. The Bay Area Immigrant Rights Coalition holding an informal meeting at Dianne Feinstein's San Francisco office this morning to respond to immigration legislation the group opposes that cleared the U.S. Senate yesterday. That happens at 10 a.m. Avoid the 25, the message from the 125 Bay Area law enforcement agencies that will be out in full force this weekend looking for people who are drinking and driving. There will be checkpoints and more patrol cars in the roads than a normal weekend. An Inconvenient Truth debuts in the Bay Area and across the country. It's the documentary featuring Al Gore, showing today at the following locations: Cal Theater in Berkeley, the Camera 7 in Campbell, a couple locations in San Jose, a couple locations in San Francisco, also the Bay Street 16 in Emeryville, and the Sequoia in Mill Valley. Quake weather for the weekend. Not very Memorial Day-like. It's going to be quite windy through Monday and not exactly warm, with daytime highs only in the 60s, low 60s coast, mid to upper 60s further inland. A little bit warmer on Monday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie returns in a moment. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Hey, guys, this is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown for Working Assets Wireless. Did you know, Will, that Working Assets Wireless gives you the same kind of quality service that the big carriers provide?
I did know that. And with Working Assets Wireless, they give you 1% of the customer's charges to progressive groups.
And that 1% is translated into $20 million. No, $50
million over the last 20 years.
Yeah, to the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, Sierra Club.
The progressive's choice for wireless phone service. Go to workingassets.com/quake.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
960 The Quake asks you to give the gift of life. Bay Area blood banks are reporting shortages are severe, and the Bay Area blood supply is critically low. Find out where you can donate right now at QuakeRadio.com.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one good. Trying to make it real compared to what suck you to me.
I learned some lessons about expressing myself maybe in a little more sophisticated manner. You know, wanted dead or alive. That kind of talk. I think in certain parts of the world it was misinterpreted. Saying bring it on. Kind of tough talk, you know, that sent the wrong signal to people.
7:39, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells on this Friday morning, gentlemen.
You know, speaking of apologies, I think some of the members of the Republican caucus in Sacramento owes the president of Mexico an apology. He showed up yesterday to speak to a joint session of the legislature in the Capitol in Sacramento. And some of those individuals took that opportunity to raise questions visibly and otherwise about his position on immigration, or better yet, about their position on immigration. They refused to acknowledge him as head of the state.
What do you mean they refused to acknowledge
him? Well, you know, you acknowledge heads of states by standing and welcome, extending the welcome mat to those individuals when they come into your chambers.
Yeah.
It's just routine. It's not one of anything other than standing for heads of state. The same you would expect to happen if Arnold Schwarzenegger, who isn't the head of state, but who does go to Mexico, people stand and applaud and welcome him.
Simple common courtesy.
Oh, no question at all. And they took the opportunity. Not only that, they wore buttons and in Spanish indicating, you know, no more immigration or something to that effect. It was just a poor display.
They wore buttons in Spanish?
Yes. It was a poor display for a house that I have the utmost respect for, and one where I tried my best at all times to make sure that it was treated with the civility and with the dignity that it deserves and would be expected in return. And I'm just sorry to see them happen. Now, they were doing that because the Senate passed an immigration bill.
The U.S. Senate?
Yes, U.S. Senate, in which apparently our two senators must have split. I haven't seen the breakdown of the vote, but I know that Barbara Boxer, the senator who hails from Marin County, has been on the side of those who were trying as best she could to soften the blows contained in that proposed measure, supposedly a compromise. And it's always suspect if Bush is for it.
How did she vote?
I think she voted no.
Because I know Feinstein voted yes.
Feinstein voted yes. And then Ted Kennedy made this big speech about how this is a step in the right direction. It's because he's the co-sponsor, the co-author of the legislation. And now it goes to have a confrontation with the House over what shall be the final content of the bill. We had yesterday on this program James Ridgway, who now hails from Mother Jones, and before that, for 30 years,
the Village Voice.
Village Voice, who said, you know, I'm somewhat of a libertarian. I just think that the U.S. policies on immigration are not what they should be. We ought to find a way in which to extend the welcome mat to people. And I share his view. And I don't understand why anybody thinks people can go in the multiple categories contained in that bill and how this is somehow a path to citizenship.
Well, here's one of the problems with an open border. With an open border, I mean, this is what the critics... I don't know enough about this situation. I really don't. I wish I knew more about how the economics in this work. But people are afraid that you're going to be able to depress certain jobs in America, the wages on the certain jobs in America, by having people who, even at $7, $8 an hour, getting paid under the minimum wage, which I'm sure some crooked developers or contractors or large corporations are doing, paying them under the table, which means that if you are a citizen, that the wages for that entire profession are depressed because there's a willing and able labor force to come in there. That's one of the problems that we have with an open border. I mean, you just have thousands. I know construction right now is one of the jobs where there are people who's, you know, construction jobs are great jobs, and especially if it's a union job.
Well, do you realize, Will, that in all of this debate, you don't hear very much from the ordinary citizens on the issue of immigration.
I think it's confusing. I think all the arguments have confused everybody.
And you hear from the demonstrators in the white T-shirts with the flags on the streets, but you don't hear, like for an example, you don't hear from people making calls to 960 the Quake.
Yes, that's 866-960-5753 to be exact.
That's the telephone number to be exact. And you don't hear lots of reaction to that. I think that your comments about the potential for depressing the wages, yes, that is a possibility. What the president of Mexico said yesterday in his remarks, in part, was that you really, in the immigration policy, you ought to be thinking about your participation in the country of origin for the people. And that's a common theme that James Ridgway talked about. He talked about elevating the level of worker protections in the country that is transmitting all these people or sending all these people. Make it possible for the jobs to remain there. If that's why people are leaving, they're leaving to come for jobs that don't exist. Help that economy
grow.
The
government of Mexico doesn't work the same way as the government of America works.
Well, but Vicente Fox was in dialogue about how relationships could be changed that would result in that, and that should be part of the consideration for the whole issue surrounding immigration. I think it's worth at least a dialogue. I think NAFTA originally had that concept in mind. I think that's what people were thinking about when some of them voted. Certainly when Clinton pushed
that. That was the whole idea, was to raise the level down there. Do we have a call? We don't know.
No, that's just the point that Mayor Brown was making on the Quake. We called out for people to call on the issue, and they're not. 866-960-5753. What do you think?
But you don't hear
anyone.
It's just not a caller.
Philip from San Jose.
Oh, your software is on and mine's off. Go for it.
Philip, are you there?
Good morning. You're on the Quake. Philip?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I was talking to the lady about the amnesty clause, and you know, the whole thing was that they say that amnesty clause rewards the immigrants for rewards them for their illegal activity or whatever. You know, they're here illegally
for committing a crime, coming illegally,
yeah.
Right?
And I think the people that are really rewarding them are the businesses that exploit them, you know, with the, you know, because of the cheap labor, and I think if the politicians, particularly the conservatives, if they were really serious about immigration, they would target the businesses that, you know, are really exploiting the immigrants coming over, because they do come over to try and work.
I totally agree. Thanks for your call, Philip. I think
you know.
Right.
Well, I've always said that the best controls would be on the individuals whom you have a relationship with here. We have a relationship with the employers in this nation, and if we really wanted to control what happens.
$5,000 fine.
Well, no, it could be a lot more than that. You know, they could be sharing a cell potentially with Jeffrey Skillens
and Spike.
Spike's going to have a feed in prison.
Right. That's a three bunk cell.
Yeah.
Right, now our calls are coming in, and we'll have them hang on for the next segment because we have the burst of dirt coming up. 747, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Searching for your dream home? Go to QuakeRadio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on QuakeRadio.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic and the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And before we get into the burst of Durst, there has been gunfire in the garage of the Rayburn Building, one of the Senate and Congressional office buildings in D.C. We'll keep you posted on the details of that. 751, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And, Will, it is your turn.
It's a nice tease. Well, before my little jokey little monologue here.
I'm just going with what Tony whispers in my ear. Could you just get this on first so I, you know, it's breaking news. I'm sorry.
Death and destruction.
Shoots me. Everybody
but now,
else does.
A joke. Well, thank you, Paul. And actually, today, I'm taking a break from the serious stuff. I want to talk about the lazy, hazy days. I mean, forget the solstice. Forget whatever your almanac, your next-door neighbor with the hair growing out of the mole shaped like the state of Delaware on the side of his face told you. Monday is the beginning of summer. Memorial Day. when the whole of America stops to honor all the brave young men we've tragically lost in automobile races. Memorial Day, the biological start to American summer. On the other end, you got Labor Day with the 4th of July, dead solid center summer. And if you haven't spent at least 1 week of vacation jammed into the back of a station wagon with an incontinent dog and a leaking Coleman cooler, well, you're a commie pinko yellow rat bastard with no true understanding of this country's hardships and should scurry back to whatever Soviet gulag you crawled out from underneath, mister. It's because of this nightmarish remembrance that I do not camp. I'm sorry, but my idea of a good time does not include sleeping on the ground and peeing behind rocks, dodging mosquitoes the size of sofa bed cushions. You gotta understand, to me, the outdoors is where the car is. Roughing it means TV without digital on demand. You say wilderness, I think Kmart. Nonetheless, let the ritual of the summer recreation begin with lemonade and corn on the cob and the AM broadcast of baseball and swimsuits and the ritual charring of flesh, yours and the slabs of meat dripping into the Weber. Don't bother looking for me around the campfire, though, boys. My vacation's going to include spectrovision, room service, and the crazed looting of a series of hotel minibars. And I will return home just like a lot of you, overcome with the conviction that I need a vacation from my vacation. And that, my friends, is the burst of Durst for the Memorial Day weekend.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Here comes summer.
Will Durst has obviously checked out for the next 2 hours. We have a problem.
That's right. I'm taking an early vacation.
Yes.
Darren, get me a Bloody Mary. Make it spicy and put one of those funny beans in it.
We're talking about immigration, and we had a caller from San Jose. We have callers in Berkeley, Modesto, and Brian in Petaluma. Let's go to Brian in Petaluma. He has a NAFTA comment. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Good morning, Will and Willie.
Hey, thanks for calling, boss.
Yeah, I just wanted to illustrate the war game tactics used by Bush regime to confuse the public. You said yourself you were confused about all the immigration issues because there's so much to cover. It is confusing, and it's probably meant to segregate everybody when the fact remains it begins with a corrupt policy like NAFTA, CAFTA, and the other things talked about, I believe, in Zarota's new book, Hostile Takeover. So if people would remember, we need these people for solidarity, and everybody was made on Earth, then I think we can accomplish, the needs that everybody needs, all the needs for all the people, not just, some people.
Thank you for your call. Obviously, your observations are agreed to by some people and not by others.
Let's check another.
Nevertheless, they are your views.
Ray in San Jose has an idea that his job's being taken. Good morning. You're on 960 The Quake with Will and Willie.
Hey, how you doing, Ray?
Good. I've been in the union 25 years. I was trained by the union, 4 years apprenticeship program. Now these guys come over. They give them their union cards. They don't have a high school diploma, at least a qualified high school diploma.
What do you mean they give them their union cards?
Without citizenship papers?
A lot of them. I don't know if they're citizens or not, but they're making the same amount of wages as us that we're trained through the union.
Are you a journeyman?
Yes.
What do you make an hour? Can I ask?
$33 an hour.
$33 an hour?
I got a guy next to me that can't even speak English, that never was trained. All they can do is a certain job, like hang sheetrock.
And what does he? And what does he make per hour?
They make the same amount as me.
And so he's a union member.
Yes.
Is it because he's
never was trained?
Latino, or is it?
And they can't speak English, and they're making the same amount as me.
Well, the fact that he can't speak English is not a disability on being able to do the same work you're doing.
Yeah, but
I assume that there must...
How do you communicate with a man that doesn't speak your language?
Well, you don't speak his language. How does he communicate with you? This is a two-way street.
Yep.
You know, with all due respect, let me tell you, you got to be very careful because I got to assume that if this man is a union member, he went through a process to become a union member that's established by fellow union members. And I think your beef, if any, needs to be taken up with your union. And I know enough about unions to know that there are opportunities for resolving disputes within the context of the union. So Ray, take it up with your lead man.
Your union steward, man.
Thank you. Your shop steward.
Yeah. Anthony?
Anthony in Modesto, good morning. You're on 960 The Quake.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Got less than a minute here, buddy. Go for it.
Hopefully I can get through this without getting angry or without sounding like a babbling idiot. Willie, Mr. Brown said that he hasn't heard from any normal people. Well, I'm going to give you the point of view from my wife, who is an eligibility worker at Santa Clara County, and myself, I am in the building trades.
You got 30 seconds, Anthony.
My wife says that they cater to non-documented people for benefits for Medicaid, Medi-Cal, et cetera. I'm in the building trades, and I see the jobs that are being lost by American citizens or legalized immigrants to go to work on these construction sites, and I see the wages of all of the immigrants who come here illegally that are getting shafted no matter what they're doing. Even though they're making a lot more from where they came from, I'm looking at it from an economic standpoint.
All right, they're still
being
exploited.
Thank you, Anthony in Modesto. And in our next
segment...
Let's
take that up at the next segment.
Mike Isikoff, a senior investigative reporter from Newsweek. We have the shots fired in Washington, D.C. in the Rayburn Building. We'll be hearing about that at the top of the hour here. And it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on this Friday morning on 960 The Quake.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
I'll name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup, it's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Police are investigating reports of possible gunfire on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Lisa Goddard is live from the Hill.
Jim, police have locked down the Capitol and at least one of the office buildings in the Capitol complex. CNN has learned they're focusing on the Rayburn office building on the House side, and they've told Senate staff and visitors from both the House and Senate to go to inside rooms and close their doors. Now, it's important to say these are just reports of gunfire. Sounds, it seems, were heard in the Rayburn garage. As a precaution, police have told people in that area and in the Capitol, where I am, to stay inside. That's if there's anything suspicious. Police can zero in on it as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate is meeting and debating, but they too cannot leave the Capitol. Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
Mr. Chambliss, Mrs. Clinton.
The votes are cast, and the Senate confirms General Michael Hayden to be the next CIA director. The vote was 78 to 15 in his favor. Correspondent Bob Franken reports early predictions of a confirmation battle never materialized.
During the congressional hearing, Hayden refused to answer just about any substantive question in public, so no controversies were really allowed to develop. It apparently was a strategy that worked. He will immediately take over as the new director of the CIA, taking over for Porter Goss, a person who had a really hard time of it during his tenure at the CIA.
Hayden becomes the first military man to run the agency in 25 years. Got the car gassed up or your airline tickets ready? The Mad Memorial Weekend Dash is on today. If you're flying with family or friends and you're checking your bags, Terry Tripler of CheapSeats.com has a suggestion to lessen the pain if your luggage is lost. Pack some of your stuff in your travel mate's bag and vice versa.
Pack a complete change of clothing in each person's bag. That helps to lessen the impact on you should your bag be misplaced.
AAA Travel Club says more people will be traveling this year. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott is next on 960 The Quake.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 804 on 960 The Quake. Traffic brought to you this time by Wells Fargo. Highway 1 northbound at Pescadero Creek, a van overturned. The northbound lane, it's only two lanes through there, is blocked. The northbound lane of one. Orinda, 24 westbound at Gateway, motorcycle and car crashed in the left lane. Stall on 24 eastbound. Right before the tunnel, stall in the right lane. Martinez crash, motorcycle down. Highway 4 westbound at Morello. Pinole, three cars on 80 westbound at Appian Way crash, but they just got them out of the lanes. It hasn't really affected the approach to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. No delay. They did turn the metering lights on just to keep it real on the upper deck. High wind advisory this morning on the San Rafael Bridge as we expect a pretty breezy day ahead on the Bay Area. It's 8:04. Time for Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Will Durst and Willie Brown and Paul Wells. Gentlemen, before you get started, we are investigating the sound of gunfire in the garage of the Rayburn office building at the U.S. Capitol. But we have one little thing to point out. Number one, there have been no shots fired. Somebody heard a gunshot, and we did a little research, and we discovered that in the basement of the Rayburn office building, the Capitol Police have a firing range there.
All right. 8:05, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And in this segment, we're joined by senior investigative reporter of Newsweek, Mike Isikoff.
Is he on already?
Hi there.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing just fine. How about that vote on the immigration yesterday in the Senate?
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. I don't know whether we're going to get a bill or not, but it's an indication. This is a it's an election year, and
I can't forget that.
Yeah, I mean, the problem that, you know, the House has is, I mean, they, you know, can they really afford to go home and not have anything, you know, to show for this? I mean, at least, you know, the basic border security stuff.
Who would it hurt more, Republicans or Democrats?
Republicans are in the majority. If they don't have anything to show for it, I mean, it's just going to add to the sort of larger sense of malaise and throw the bums out, and the bums in charge are the Republicans.
the bums
trying
in
to
charge.
Take their place with the Democrats. So, you know, trade one bum for another, but, you know, at least let's shake things up.
Yeah, but when you talk about congressional races, I mean, even though everybody's Congress's approval rating is lower than a puppy-eating cobra right now, but everybody, I think, has a negative view of Congress as a whole. But when it comes down to your congressman, I mean, he's bringing stuff back. Everybody feels
that's
different.
That's usually the way things work, but, you know, the concern that the Republicans have right now is that this is going to be a reverse of 94. When, you know, you had the tsunami and suddenly a whole bunch of, you know, and the...
That was 50, now, that was 50 seats, though.
Yeah, well, if the malaise is great enough, if the, you know, disgust is big enough, I mean, the this thing going on with Jefferson is an amazing battle here, unprecedented in so many ways. I mean, first... Yeah, to have the FBI doing a search on a Saturday night of a congressional office. But even more, to have the president intervene in a ongoing law enforcement matter, overriding his attorney general. Remember, his attorney general and his FBI director had to sign off on this thing. They signed off on a on this, and you know, for what seemed like legitimate law enforcement reasons, there had been a subpoena that hadn't been honored, you know, since last summer, for documents to be turned over in a fraud investigation. The Attorney General of the United States signs off on it, and then the President steps in and overrules his Attorney General to say, I want this kept in safekeeping. That's a sign, politically, of how much trouble the Republicans are in, because the calculation here is very simple. Hastert's going nuts. He sees this as a threat. He's way out on a limb on this, sees this as a precedent-setting thing that's going to lead to raids of Republican members of Congress who are under investigation. He doesn't care about Jefferson, of course. He cares about his own folks. And the White House can't afford to have the Hastert go down in flames or look foolish the way, you know, out there. Like this, so the president has to step in to save Hastert and protect, you know, help out Republicans who are really looking bad, I think, in this.
It's Mike Isikoff on 960 The Quake. He comes to us every Friday to bring us the information from Newsweek in his capacity as a close observer of what goes on in the Beltway. And this Jefferson thing has gone beyond anyone's projections, including Nancy Pelosi's, the Democratic leader, demanding that this gentleman step down from his influential seat on the Ways and Means Committee. How can that be resolved, in your opinion?
Well, look, I think, you know, Pelosi made a big mistake a month or so ago when Alan Mulhan, the chief ranking Democrat on the Ethics Committee, got came under investigation. Great story by John Wilkie in the Wall Street Journal, broke it open about some really questionable land deals he was involved in. And there you had the top-ranking Democrat on ethics matters, ethically compromised himself. This, you know, should be the signature issue for the Democrats. Pelosi should have immediately stepped in and said, Mulhan, you step down. We cannot have this. This is our issue, corruption, and we can't afford to be tainted in this. She finally came around to that, and Mulhan is now off the Ethics Committee.
But only after several weeks.
Only after several weeks. Very dull political instincts there and not reacting and understanding that, hey, this is our thing. You know, you got a corrupt Republican Congress. That's the message that Democrats want to take to the voters this fall. And the best thing that the worst thing, if you're the Democrats, you can do, the best thing for the Republicans is, you know, to have ethically compromised Democrats who the Republicans can say, hey, this is a bipartisan thing. Look at Jefferson. Look at Mulhan. You know, this is a bipartisan scandal.
Michael, is this indicative of a lack of leadership on Nancy Pelosi's part,
indicative
or control?
Not very smart political instincts. In that instance, I think she now has figured that out, and that's why she's pushing for Jefferson off the.
But what if he doesn't?
Means committee.
But what if he doesn't resign? Doesn't that show kind of a little impotence on her part, not being
able?
Well,
yeah. I mean, I think that what the Democrats are going to have to do is.
distance themselves from Jefferson as much as they can. I mean, look, you know, they got the guy on tape putting cash in his car, for God's sakes.
Hey, I mean, there's two sides to every story.
Damning, I mean, come on. I mean, and you know, as somebody, as one a law enforcement official said to me yesterday, I said, look, you know, what are the members of Congress, Hastert and Pelosi and the others, complaining about here? What is their position? If we had information that there was dope on the desk of a member of Congress, we can't go in there and seize it? I mean, they're saying they're off limits. They're above the law. If there's legitimate, this was a court-ordered, a court-approved search. A judge signed off on the warrant. The FBI says, look, we've raided the chambers of judges in the course of corruption investigations. We can't pursue legitimate law enforcement investigations involving members of Congress. They're immune from obeying the law or law enforcement. That's a pretty extraordinary position to take. It's similar to, you know, in some ways, the position that the Nixon White House took during Watergate. That all is covered by executive privilege. Now the congressional position is all is covered by speech and debate clause.
Didn't Nixon fight a
legitimate grand jury subpoena?
Didn't Nixon say that if I decide to do it as the president, it's not illegal?
Well, yeah, and that's actually a legal position that you can find reflected in some of what the of this White House has argued on a number of issues.
Well, we'll ask the question in your opinion, Michael, and I think that we've had some inquiry here at the Quake on this issue. If for whatever reason this guy doesn't resign, is there a motion that can be made by Nancy Pelosi that would strip him, as was done with Honorable Clayton Powell,
sure,
of his membership in the House as well as his membership on the committee?
Sure. I mean, he could be censured. He can be he can be removed from any committee. He can be ostracized. He cannot be expelled, I don't believe. I think that's only a decision that voters can make.
Mike Isikoff from Newsweek magazine here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. I think the problem with stripping him or, you know, making this such a cause celeb, I think they're trying to sweep it under the rug, because you don't want the Republicans taking this and changing the culture of corruption argument. Right now you got Jefferson and Bob Ney fighting it out to see who's going to be the poster boy. And this would definitely elevate, if they did something like that, that would elevate Jefferson to top dog in the corruption sweepstakes.
Well, he's certainly, that's in effect what they've done, but you have, I mean, the spectaculars, I mean, you wanted the focus to be on the Jefferson corruption if you're the Republicans, and instead they've made themselves the focus and them going to bat to protect or what it seems to be, you know, protecting members of Congress who might come under investigation. And since there are a lot of Republicans under investigation, that's not a smart position politically.
Well, Willie Brown had a legitimate defense for the Congress people of which is there might be some sort of classified material that was mistakenly.
Except I think Michael would agree that my defense would break down if there was a request formally made for the documents involved, and that request was never honored.
Well, that's what happened. There was a subpoena for these documents.
Several months ago.
By a grand jury.
And he just ignored the subpoena.
He just ignored the subpoena. Now, we may learn a little bit more today. I understand there's a, first of all, his aide, who has pled guilty to corruption, to bribing him, is going to be sentenced today. So, but also, I believe there's going to be an effort to unseal some of the court filings in this case, in which we will learn more about that subpoena and the back and forth about what were the grounds for the search. But my understanding is that they only went to this length. And again, that search was signed off on by a federal judge. But they only went to that length when
the subpoena was not complied with.
There was one more thing that is very confusing for the listeners out here, and that is that this man hasn't been indicted, yet two people from his operation have pleaded guilty and are about to be sentenced. The FBI has him on tape with the words that have been printed, and I assume that they are accurate, plus they have the 90,000 cold cash dollars. It seems to me
in the freezer.
All that constitutes an indictment, and an indictment would certainly get the Democrats off the hook for any focused attention on this man and a disciplinary proceedings, it seems to me. I don't understand. I assume the Republicans want to keep him hanging out there as long as possible, unindicted,
swinging
so the speculation
rope
can be just what we're doing here today.
Okay, we'll get back.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, he's going to get indicted, and
right, Michael, and we'll continue to talk about it in the next segment. Michael Isikoff, senior investigative reporter from Newsweek magazine, is our guest right now on this Friday morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Nugget Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before.
like money in the freezer. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 822. I'm Paul Wells on this Friday morning with Will Durst and Willie Brown and Michael Isikoff from Newsweek magazine. Michael?
Hi. How are you?
One of the problems that we found with, we were talking with Bob Summerby yesterday, he said the problem with the whole Jefferson thing is it's such a visual image. It's something so simple that every human in America can understand it, rather than the complicated issues about Jack Abramoff and the Indian tribes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a bull raw corruption.
Yeah.
It's money, you know, money and people. Yeah, you know, money, I would say, in pockets actually in the freezer. So it's not hard for people to understand. This is raw classic corruption of the old school. And
yeah, this is Boss Tammany, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Boss Tweed.
Yeah. And I think it just feeds a public real disgust with events in Washington.
And I do think that Mr. Jefferson has taken center stage, and he's already the poster child. I don't think Bob Ney is even close. Ney's conduct may have been more egregious because he may have succeeded in providing benefits to people who had paid him or has been accused.
Actually,
of
the worst of all this, I think, is the Cunningham scandal.
Oh, that's right.
But I mean, that's the one where, because that's where you're getting earmarks and taxpayers' money is going out in exchange for favors, campaign contributions, the whole works, and bribes to a senior member of Congress. And I think that one may ultimately surpass either Abramoff, Ney, and Jefferson.
But he got swept out quickly. I mean, that was taken care of. That was
it was not over yet. I mean, there are a lot of other people who those contractors were tied to and were seeking to influence, and there's a lot of members of Congress who are under investigation as a result of it, in that probe. So that one has legs. Watch it.
But, Michael, even with all those legs, it's not as glaring and not as classical and not as classic.
The details are pretty sordid. I mean, it hasn't gotten quite as much attention. Yeah, look, the Jefferson thing is the easiest to understand. But we got, you know, this. There are a lot of more chapters in this.
Did you hear about the gunshots and the possible gunshots and the?
I saw it. I mean, I'm a couple miles away. So
speculation here was it involved Jefferson and Pelosi.
Well, that would certainly add some wrinkles to.
Or a car backfiring.
Yeah, that's probably. Hopefully, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, we can just say that the Jefferson incident is blue collar. Cunningham, white collar.
Mm.
And that way you put it together. Did you have you noticed and covered any aspect of Blair and Bush's joint press conference?
Well, I was listening to them last night on the radio, actually, and pretty extraordinary, really. I mean, a level of contrition isn't quite.
They've got a lot more explaining to do.
Acknowledgement of errors and mistakes more forthright than we've seen before. I thought for Bush to say Abu Ghraib was the biggest mistake in Iraq, I don't think he said anything like that before.
Ever.
And so that was pretty, you know, so and then one could say, well, Mr. President, if you think that, how do you think it happened, and what responsibility do you think higher ups in the Pentagon might have had for this, and what responsibility do you think your decision to strip Geneva Convention protections for prisoners in
Guantanamo,
in Guantanamo might have contributed to the atmosphere that led to the Abu Ghraib scandal? Because after all, as you know, General Jeffrey Miller, who had been the general in charge of Guantanamo, is then dispatched to Iraq and makes recommendations about how to step up interrogation, you know, have more effective interrogations. There's a trial going on right now of the dog handler, in which the role of
of Miller and approval of the use of growling dogs to intimidate prisoners, a technique that was used in Guantanamo and then did find its way to Abu Ghraib. So there is a connecting the dots aspect to Abu Ghraib that this White House has always resisted. So to have the president forthrightly say, that was our biggest mistake, you know, does sort of beg the question of who should be held accountable. Was it really all just those the people, the low-level guards, the Lindy Englands of the world?
Michael Isikoff from Newsweek magazine. Michael, we actually have on the quake the cut of Bush trying to get the words out here. I have it. Oh, I thought we had it. I was being told that we had the cut, but he couldn't even pronounce it right in this one.
Yeah, he said that his major mistake, he learned not to use so much tough talk, saying Osama bin Laden was wanted dead or alive.
Yeah,
or challenge.
Right,
here it is. The way he first said it.
He mentioned, yeah.
Prisons like Abu Ghraib were symbols of death and torture. That same prison became a symbol of disgraceful conduct by a few American troops who dishonored our country and disregarded our values. America will fund the construction of a modern maximum security prison.
Is this last night?
When that prison is completed, detainees at Abu Ghraib will be relocated. Then, with the approval of the Iraqi government, we will demolish the Abu Ghraib prison as a fitting symbol of Iraq's new beginning.
And when are we doing that?
When are we doing that? And I think Michael Isikoff.
When was that? That wasn't last night. Was
no,
it?
Not at all last night. I think our
like
people.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah,
he's gotten better.
The other thing is, you know, Blair's comments about de-bathification were very interesting because that was a huge initiative pushed by the Pentagon. To cleanse Iraqi society of all remnants of the bath regime, but which sort of didn't quite understand that there were a lot of people who had to be members of the Ba'ath regime, you know, Ba'ath party, just to have a job in the government. So what you ended up doing was, you know, firing the trash collectors and the policemen and, you know, people who run the basic infrastructure. So in our zeal to purge the country of the Ba'ath party, we ended up crippling the infrastructure of the country and made things so much more difficult for the Iraqi people and for the U.S. and British forces trying to run the place. It was a huge error and, you know, probably not done malevolently. The Ba'ath Party was a pretty evil, brutal regime, reflected that, but didn't. You know, but it was what it does reflect is the sort of lack of understanding of Iraq and the way,
well, it's like Maureen Dowd said, you know, these guys, obviously none of these guys went to Vietnam, but you would have thought they had read about it. Thank you for joining us. Michael Isikoff, chief investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine, speaks to us every Friday here and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Buddy, you have a great Memorial Day weekend. You going to charge some flesh?
I'll try to.
All right. And now here's John Scott with the news,
thanks,
weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Gentlemen, thank you. 831. Traffic first brought to you by ING Direct. Pescadero Beach on 1 northbound, right by Pescadero Creek there. Overturned van blocking the entire northbound lane. You can squeeze by on the shoulder, and the southbound lane is clear. We don't have any information about backup, but there's a problem there. 101 southbound at Blossom Hill, injury wreck, second lane from the left block. Vallejo 29 northbound at Highway 12, busy intersection. Two cars crash, one's towing a boat. Right lane is blocked. Problem, just a gateway as you're coming up to the Caldecott on 24 westbound. Motorcycle and car crashed in left lane. There's an ambulance there. It's backed up from the Arinda Crossroads. Make money while you sit in traffic. Our report brought to you by the Orange Savings Account from ING Direct. FDIC Insured. Discover what 3.5 million customers already know. Visit ingdirect.com to save your money. It's 831. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 Quake. Four ambulances have arrived at a U.S. House office building where gunfire was reported in a garage. Police have reopened the Capitol building, but the Rayburn office building remains sealed. There's still no confirmation that what they heard was actually gunfire. It's worth noting that there is a firing range in the basement of the Rayburn office building that the Capitol Police use.
So this could be for naught, hopefully. Gene Smith, who's chief of staff to California Congressman Howard Berman, said he's perfectly happy to stay in his office, but he didn't feel threatened. He suggested it could be a balloon popping or a car backfiring. Cable news is going crazy at the moment. The House was adjourned for the holiday weekend, and most members are already home in their districts. Mexican President Vicente Fox ends his four-day visit to the western U.S. today as immigration reform continues making headlines across America. Fox told the legislature yesterday in Sacramento that Mexico wants to be part of the immigration solution, but he says that better enforcement of the border or building a wall isn't enough. Those who love the San Francisco skyline as it is won't be pleased with the new push to raise the limits on skyscraper heights. There's a move to allow buildings of 1,000 feet or larger. For comparison, the Transamerica Pyramid is 853 feet tall. The push is coming from the director of San Francisco's planning department. So the thought seems to be that the city needs to build up to be respected. Now the city is waiting to see what, if any, public support is out there. Avoid the 125. The message from the 125 Bay Area law enforcement agencies that will be out in full force this weekend looking for drunk drivers. There will be checkpoints and more patrol cars on the roads than a normal weekend. Big movie out this weekend for Quake listeners. It's called An Inconvenient Truth about Global Warming, the documentary featuring Al Gore, showing at the Cal Theater in Berkeley, the Camera 7 in Campbell, Bay Street 16 in Emeryville, the Sequoia in Mill Valley, Piedmont in Oakland, both Embarcadero and Stonestown theaters in San Francisco, and two locations in San Jose as well. Here's a quick weekend forecast. Sunny, but it'll be windy and quite cool, actually, for this time of the year. Highs only in the low 60s on the coast to the mid-60s inland, scooch warmer on Monday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
I'll name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup, all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Boo Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
See the Quake weekdays at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for a special look at the June 6th primary election. The candidates, the issues, all presented clearly and concisely. Make sure you are a fully informed voter as you exercise one of our most important rights. Join us daily at 7 a.m. or 4 p.m. or go online. The complete series of reports is also available for download or podcast on our website, quakeradio.com. Whatever you decide, make sure you exercise your right to vote.
838 WWWD, what would Willie do on 960 The Quake? This Friday to ask the mayor a question. We're going to move things along because we have Noam Chomsky in his new book, Failed State, and we're going to have an interview with him on the phone at about 45 after. We got an email saying, please don't give Schwarzenegger a platform by having him on your show. The right wing controls the rest of the dial, and we hope to regain California through Arnold's reelection. Now, we've already extended the governor an invitation. We're going to be broadcasting, keeping it real with Will and Willie from the state capitol in Sacramento at the Willie Brown
Conference room
on Wednesday, June 7th.
Yes.
What would Willie do?
Willie would continue to extend an invitation to hear every view, period, on this station. I would hope we would be able to get dialogue going in this democracy, and that obviously would include people with whom we may disagree. I may disagree. Each of you may disagree. All the listeners may disagree, as well as those with whom we may agree. So far, we've had Steve Wesley on the station. We've had Phil Angelides on the station. We've had Tom McClintock, Jackie Spear. We've had John Garamendi. We've had all of the significant candidates in pursuit of either the governorship or the lieutenantship. And we will continue to do that, and that obviously will have to include the Republican version of a governor, in this case, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we will have him on. And I think you are wrong for objecting to our extending the invitation for his appearance. Let me also tell you that it is not true that right-wing radio doesn't extend the invitation to people with whom they disagree. I appear on O'Reilly. I appear on two or three of those Fox News shows with some regularity. I could appear even more often if I would accept their invitation. They love the opportunity to have their views challenged, and they don't interrupt me. Unlike Paul Wells, they don't cut me off and give me signals that it's over, as he is currently trying to do. And
they are a little more polite. It's not me, it's the clock, Mr. Mayor. It's not me, it's the clock.
And so I must tell you, though, that in all seriousness, the ACLU would petition us to insist that an equal opportunity be extended to enemies as well as friends. It would be an inappropriate use of the airwaves, either for Quake or Fox to exclude views with whom and individuals with whom they may disagree. So as the individual who's been asked to say, what would Willie do? That's what I would do, and that's what I'm going to do, and I just hope Arnold shows up on the 7th as previously booked, and believe me, we will ask him questions in the same way we ask everybody else questions.
Precisely.
And then finally, I don't like the lead song that says, I could be right and I could be wrong.
Now you don't like it anymore.
My only opinions are in my song.
Yes.
My own beliefs. Well, there you go. Well, that's a belief. And I think we should hold our governor accountable on his standing up to the Bush administration on coastal drilling. So maybe we'll
hold
ask him
accountable?
About
it. Hold him accountable? Is you that know, what you said? I think we should hold him and every other politician accountable for everything. As a matter of
there
fact,
go.
When I go off the air, I'm calling Mr. Jefferson to say, we've been giving you a lot of airtime, brother. You better defend yourself.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to have him.
I don't understand the whole question here. I mean, which part of liberal do you not understand? Liberal, the very word means accepting of many viewpoints.
And exactly. And this morning in the 5 a.m. hour during Rachel Maddow's show, she had Al Gore on because he's got his movie in New York. He talked about reaching across these lines. So there you go. Now you know. And Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky is going to join us.
The author of Failed States, of which we are one.
In a few moments, 8:42, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com. Yeah, what's going on? Don't tell me what's
going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Got it going on a Friday morning, 8:47. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And we've got Noam Chomsky, author of the new book, Failed Safe, Will Durst.
Mr. Chomsky, welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Hi, good to talk to you.
Thanks for joining us. Your new book is called Failed States, The Abuse of Power and the Assault on Democracy. Who's abusing the power?
Well, the people with the power. It's a small... There is, first of all, a concentration of private power, which is overwhelming influence on the government. I mean, it's not uniform in its positions, but shares a lot of stands. And then there's the state authorities. For whom private power is basically their constituency. Yeah, they're abusing power very seriously, harming the world, harming American society, harming our children and grandchildren, the future.
Well, they've taken this whole theory of anticipatory self-defense, and we've used it as an excuse to invade a sovereign country.
Anticipatory self-defense is just a fancy word for aggression, which is the supreme international crime that encompasses all the evil that follows, quoting the Nuremberg Judgment. Now, that's what the Nazi leaders were hanged for. The first Nazi to be hanged was the foreign minister, von Ribbentrop, and one of the major crimes was that he supported a preemptive war against Norway. Well, that's anticipatory self-defense. We hang for that. It's in total violation of every of the basic principles of international law and norms of behavior that were formulated by the United States in the UN Charter and in the Nuremberg Tribunal. And now you don't want to call it aggression these days, so you call it anticipatory self-defense.
We're speaking with Noam Chomsky, the author of many, many political works, including American Power, The New Mandarins. He's a professor of linguistics and philosophy at MIT. He's here with us, 960 The Quake. Mr. Chomsky, is there anything that Americans, how do we take back the power and give it to the people?
I don't think there's any problem with that. I mean, let's take... the poorest country in South America, okay, Bolivia. That happens to be the most recent election in the Western Hemisphere. Well, you know, we should be ashamed of ourselves when we look at that election. I mean, the election had, there were real issues, serious issues. The population knew them. They were well aware of them. There were mass popular organizations which didn't just show up on election day. They had been acting effectively, continuously for years on these issues. Finally, on election, they forced an election. The election came along. They participated. They knew what they were voting for. They elected someone from their own ranks, an indigenous peasant. I mean, that's democracy. It's the poorest country in South America. We can't do what Bolivian peasants can do. Well, that doesn't make sense. Of course we can do it.
Well, you say that we can do it. This is Willie Brown. You say that we can do it, but because of the nature of the two-party struggle, two-party system in this country, and the alleged level of sophistication of our leadership, you have Democrats acting like Republicans and vice versa, and always each for their own survival, not for the survival of the system. How do you get beyond that?
Same way they did in Bolivia, same way we've done through our history. If you don't like the, I mean, I agree with you pretty much about the two parties, but they are not real political parties. They're just candidate-producing organizations.
I love that line.
then, you know, set up our own political organization. I mean, again, it doesn't make sense to say. The same was true in Bolivia. They didn't vote for the official traditional political parties. They voted them all out of office.
Our guest on the phone is Noam Chomsky, the author whose latest book is Failed States, The Abuse of Power and the Assault on Democracy. What do you mean by assault on democracy?
Well, what I mean is that there's a growing democratic deficit, is what it's called by political scientists, a gap in the functioning of democracy. There are formal institutions, so it's a very free society, and there are political parties, and there are elections, and so on. The elections are more or less fair, but they just don't function. That's a democratic deficit, and the assault on democracy is the conscious, careful, intensive creation of that democratic deficit. I mean, you see it very... Let's just take a look at elections again. Take, say, the Bolivian election and our last election, and compare them. It's an interesting comparison. This is the richest country in the world. That's one of the poorest and least privileged. They had a real democratic election with participation. Well, what did we have? I mean, we'd consider it a farce if it was in some enemy country. There were two candidates, both born to great wealth and privilege. Both of them went to the same elite university. They joined the same secret society, which trains members of the ruling class. They were able to run in the election because they were supported by pretty similar collections.
Sorry about that.
Of corporate concentration of power. They had pretty similar policies, and the public was in the dark about their policies. The election was run in such a way that the public would not know the stance of the candidates on issues. That's conscious. The elections are run by the same institutions that sell toothpaste on television. They're run by the public relations industry. So they project imagery. They keep information in the background. And we all know that. Anyone who's ever looked at a television ad knows that the purpose is not to inform you. The purpose is to delude you. You don't read an ad for a lifestyle drug to get information about the drug. You watch it in order to be deluded and misguided. You know, some football player says, ask your doctor if it's right for you or something, it's right for me. Or you see a car ad, you're not learning about the car. You're being presented with imagery to delude you. Well, when the same institutions sell candidates, they use the same techniques. They don't provide you with information about the candidates. That's the last thing that either party wants, because the public is opposed to most of their policies. Both parties are pretty far to the right of the population on major issues. So they hate democracy. Any system of power is going to be afraid of the population and of democracy. So they want to keep the population marginalized and deluded. Just the way they do in the so-called market system. You use imagery and delusion in order to undermine markets, and you do the same thing in order to undermine democracy. Well, we don't have to accept that. You know, we're not passive victims.
Sir, you're a professor of linguistics at MIT. We're speaking to Noam Chomsky here on 960 The Quake. His new book is Failed States. Is there a way to reclaim the language for civilians, just to use the language so that it actually means what it says instead of is constantly being used to shroud and obfuscate?
Well, you know, as a linguist, I have nothing to say about that, but as an ordinary person, tell the truth, you know, be honest, tell the truth, simple virtues. We can all do it. It's not a deep problem. I mean, it's really a question of will, not of opportunity. I mean, for example, if the U.S. invades Iraq, we can call it aggression. We don't have to call it liberation just because the power system claims that.
Why hasn't the press been right on top of that? Why is the press...
The press is on top of it. Their job is not to tell the truth to the population. Their job is pretty much what they say, manufacturing consent. Now, that was the term that I've used as for title of a book, but I didn't make it up. I borrowed it from the leading figure of the U.S. press in the 20th century, the most respected figure, Walter Lippmann, a liberal, Wilson Roosevelt liberal, who was the most respected figure in journalism and most respected public intellectual of the 20th century, pretty on the progressive side. And his view, as he said, was that the manufacture of consent is a crucial part of democracy because it's necessary to ensure that what he called the bewildered herd, the general population, does not intrude in areas where they don't belong.
The bewildered herd.
In fact, his line was that we, the responsible men who have to run things, we have to be protected from the trampling and the roar of the bewildered herd, the ignorant and stupid masses. They're too stupid to run their own affairs, so we have to run it for them. And to do that, we have to divert them to other areas, consumerism, sex, sports, whatever we divert them to. And we have to manufacture consent to the policies that we're going to pursue. So keep them out of the public arena, and let us do our work untroubled by the bewildered herd. That continues. One of the most important books of the past 30 years, I think, is a book called The Crisis of Democracy, which was produced by the Trilateral Commission right after, in the early 70s. Trilateral Commission is liberal internationalists. It's not the right wing. It's the liberal internationalist spectrum in Europe, the United States, and Japan, the three trilateral countries. The Carter administration came out of their ranks. That tells you where they stand. They were concerned about the crisis of democracy in the 60s, namely what they called excessive democracy. There was a problem.
Excessive democracy. We'd love to... We're up against the clock, sir, right here.
People who are supposed to be...
Noam Chomsky, we have to say goodbye to you now, but we thank you for joining us on 960 The Quake here in San Francisco. Your book, Failed States, The Abuse of Power and the Assault on Democracy. Thank you very much. Right now, we're going to continue in the next hour. We have three guests.